This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
In here, your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 486.5, down 3.5. July corn, 491.25, down 3.25. September corn, 488.25, down 2.25. May soybeans, 1428, up 2.5. July soybeans, 1401.25, up 2.5. August soybeans, 1342.25, up 4. May wheat, 708.25, down 6.25. July wheat, 711.75, down 5. September wheat, 718.75, down 4.75. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese, and this is Tuesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Tuesday afternoon. Soybeans stayed positive with tight supplies of old crop, and corn and wheat were pushed lower on technical trading. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 1 cent higher at $4.50 to $4.80. Soybean bids were 1 to 7 cents higher at $13.91 to $14.29. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at $4.53 to $4.82. Soybean bids were 2 to 5 cents higher at $14.17 to $14.33. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 3 to 10 cents lower at $4.61 to $4.89, and soybeans were mixed at $4.17 to $14.47. Wheat bids were 6 to 12 cents lower at $6.90 to $7.25. And from the Illinois Soybean Processors, cash soybean bids were 3 cents higher at $14.43 to $14.63. Basis was steady to $15 to $35 over the May. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $4.78.70 to $5.13.70, which was $1.70 higher per ton, with the basis steady at $15 to $50 over the May. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were mixed $4.75 to $4.93, with the basis steady to 6 cents higher at $12 under to $6 over the May. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 4 cents lower at $4.81 to $4.93, with the basis steady at 6 under to 6 over the May. Soybeans ended 3 to 5 cents higher at $14.32 to $14.38, with the basis steady at 2 higher at 4 to 10 over the May. New crop wheat prices were 3 to 5 cents lower at $6.77 to $6.86, with the basis steady to 2 higher at $26 to $35 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 1 to 3 cents lower at $5.12 to $5.13. These elevators raised their soybean prices 2 cents with quotations of $14.62 to $14.63. Soft wheat closed 4 to 6 cents lower at $7.47 to $7.49, and Milo ended the day 3 cents lower, $5.07 to $5.12. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In northern and western Illinois, corn was $4.45 to $4.61, soybeans $11.36 to $11.75. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from $4.46 to $4.74, and soybeans were $11.54 to $11.74. Now in the southern part of the state, corn ranged from $4.51 to $4.66, and soybeans $11.57 to $11.90. Soft wheat ranged from $6.68 to $6.90. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 144.37, up 22 cents. June live cattle, 136.42, no change. August live cattle, 133.90, up 17 cents. March feeder cattle, 177.22, up 52 cents. April feeder cattle, 177.35, up $1.05. May feeder cattle, 178.10, up 52 cents. April lean hogs, 121.65, down $3. May lean hogs, 121.80, down $3. June lean hogs, 125.20, down $3. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday, the 25th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 88 cents higher in the range of 120.27 to 128, with a weighted average carcass price of 122.85. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 to 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 77 to 80, 4 to 5 weights 78 to 87, 5 to 550 weights 81 to 88, and 550 and up were 82 to 92. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $85 to $92. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 11,425 head. And in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 150, and heifers on a live basis traded at 150, and on a dress basis 238.50. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 397 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 130.139, and that was 25 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were 241.25, and that was 13 cents higher, with select carcasses at 234.45, and that was $1.48 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 118,000, which compared to 118,000 last week and 120,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 418,000, which compared to 415,000 last week and 430,000 a year ago. Now for the report from the Arthur Sale Barn weekly hay auction for Monday, March 24th. They had receipts of 2,334 bales, starting with the alfalfa premium quality small squares, were $6 to $10 a bale. Alfalfa orchard grass premium quality small squares, $5.25 to $6.50. Alfalfa mixed grass good quality small squares, $4 to $5 a bale. And orchard grass good quality small squares, $4 to $4.75. Reed's canary grass good quality large squares, $40 to $45 a bale. And mixed grass good quality small squares, good $2.25 to $3.75 a bale. They also had some large rounds bringing $20 to $32. Wheat straw good quality small squares, $2.25 to $3.50, and the large squares were $20 a bale. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. March corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.82. April corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.83. March corn delivered to Scottville, $4.73. April corn delivered to Scottville, $4.74. March beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.32. April beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.30. March beans delivered to Scottville, $14.21. April beans delivered to Scottville, $14.19. March wheat delivered to Scottville, $7.13. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.82. Corn at Scottville is $4.73. Beans at Greenfield are $14.32. Beans at Scottville are $14.21, and wheat at Scottville is $7.13. The Environmental Protection Agency and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers jointly released a proposed rule to clarify protection under the Clean Water Act for streams and wetlands on Tuesday. The EPA and the Army Corps say the proposed rule will benefit businesses by increasing efficiency and determining coverage of the Clean Water Act. The agencies are launching a robust outreach effort over the next 90 days, holding discussions around the country and gathering input needed to shape the final rule. According to an EPA release, the proposed definitions of waters will apply to all Clean Water Act programs. The EPA says the proposed rule does not protect any new types of waters that have not historically been covered under the Clean Water Act and is consistent with the Supreme Court's more narrow reading of Clean Water Act jurisdiction. The proposed rule preserves the Clean Water Act exemptions and exclusions for agriculture. EPA and the Army Corps have coordinated with USDA to develop an interpretive rule to ensure that 53 specific conservation practices that protect or improve water quality will not be subject to Section 404 dredged or fill permitting requirements. The agencies will work together to implement these new exemptions and periodically review and update USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service conservation practice standards and activities that would qualify under the exemption. Any agriculture activity that does not result in the discharge of a pollutant to waters of the U.S. still does not require a permit. The markets are going to look a little choppy this week ahead of some reports that we are eagerly anticipating. I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, to find out more.
Well, we're seeing a lot of positioning for a number of different items. There are some critical reports coming from USDA at the end of this month. The quarterly hogs and pigs report coming out on Friday, which will have implications not only for the meat industry, measuring how bad the PED virus has been over the past 6 to 9 months, but also for the feed usage consumption for the stocks report, which comes out on Monday. Also planning intentions report that comes out on Monday. It's also the end of the fiscal month, the fiscal quarter, and a time of year, and we're starting to focus on weather, planting time weather. Will it warm up? Will it be too wet? Will it be too dry? Just a number of factors. But particularly with these reports coming out now, within a backdrop of increasing tensions in Ukraine, traders are very nervous, and so they're managing their risk exposure. These late March reports are known for their surprises. Putin is known for his surprises in dealing with Ukraine. A lot of those factors, and so traders are trying to say, okay, what's going to allow me to participate but at a limited risk exposure? And so that's a lot of the erratic trade that we're seeing right now.
So it looks like next week is going to be quite a big week in terms of movements and action in the markets.
Absolutely. Next week the market will be factoring in the USDA quarterly hogs and pigs report data that comes out on Friday afternoon. They'll take those stocks reports, and that'll give them an indication of the size of domestic usage that we've been seeing. And the acreage reports will give an indication of what the market has done to shift acreage expectations for this year. So that sets the foundation. Then traders will look at the weather and say, will the weather pattern that's occurring now enable us to reach those acreage expectations, or do we need to adjust those acreage expectations? So over the next week, we're going to be setting the foundation for the rest of the spring as far as price outlooks.
Along with price outlooks, it seems like weather-wise, this coming week and also the next few weeks are going to be a big deal. If it doesn't warm up, it looks like we'll be getting into the fields late.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the question is, will that affect the trade or not? And to some extent, I think that'll depend a great deal upon what the trade sees in the acreage report. If the trade sees an urgency in the acreage report in order to get the acres that we need, maybe we've lost too many corn acres, for example, or maybe we have too many, that'll impact how they interpret that. We know that we can plant a lot of corn in the month of May, so the trade is not going to be too worried or in a panic mode yet at this point. But if corn acreage has dropped more than what the trade is comfortable with, then that'll increase the urgency of maybe we need to warm the soils up a little bit more so we can at least get the southern Midwest planted in the month of April so we can reach pollination before the heat arrives.
And with the slow warm-up, how is that looking for the wheat crop?
Well, that'll certainly delay the development of the wheat, and wheat maximizes yield by having the longest grain fill period as possible, like other grains as well. And so ideally, to get a good-sized wheat crop, you have a very early heading but late maturity. But with the late breakout of dormancy, that tends to shorten the grain fill period of time, and unless you have a late summer, start to the summer, you tend to have lower yields because heat is one of the biggest robbers of yield in wheat.
Looking overseas, basically, I suppose, we're really just seeing a kind of waiting atmosphere.
That's exactly right. Traders are keeping their eye on Ukraine. Now, buyers who had bought corn, wheat from Ukraine in the past have contracts now with Ukraine, are rushing to get those contracts filled. So we are seeing a surge of shipments out of Ukrainian ports right now, an abnormally large surge of shipments. But Ukraine is admitting that they're not seeing the new contracts at the same pace. Many buyers are afraid to write new contracts for the region, not knowing whether the conflict is going to allow those contracts to be fulfilled. So once this surge of buying and getting those contracts filled ends, I think we're going to see a sharp decline in grain coming out of that region. And that's one reason why we saw such strong export shipments out of the United States in the past week's data, is because a lot of that business is shifting to the United States and giving support to our prices.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. In honor of National Ag Week, I took a chance to speak with an agriculture representative from our listening area, Summer Robbins. Robbins is the current Illinois County Fair Queen. I asked her about her decision to run for the position.
Well, I started playing the violin when I was 5 years old, and that quickly transferred into me wanting to showcase my talent. So I was actually your Little Miss Old Settlers back in the day. And coming along with that, I also ran for the Little Miss Montgomery County pageant. And that was kind of my first start with seeing, you know, I saw the big girl, the Miss Montgomery County, and knew right away that that was something that I'd always wanted to do. And I was really fortunate last summer, actually, to have that opportunity to compete and actually win on my first shot, which was an honor in itself. So having that opportunity then took me to state with Missy and Toby Dean as my wonderful directors. So having their support was wonderful at state.
Sounds great. And what would you say is the most rewarding part so far?
Well, I had no idea that after winning Miss Illinois State Fair Queen that the opportunities and the appearances and everything would start so quickly. The morning after I was crowned, I already had an appearance doing my contract signing and meeting with the IAF board and meeting all these new people that I had no idea I would have the chance to meet. And quickly following that, 2 weeks ago, I actually spoke at Ag Day, which is Ag Legislative Day at the Capitol here in Springfield. And it was wonderful to be able to have the opportunity to speak on behalf of agriculture across the state of Illinois, whether that's southern and central in industry and farming or in northern Illinois in industry. It was just really great to be able to have the opportunity to speak on the topic of agriculture to our senators and our House of Representatives who are really listening on behalf of seeing what they can do for our state. So that was really rewarding.
Now, I trust that when you ran for County Fair Queen mm-hmm. that you knew you would be representing ag to some degree, but did you realize that it would be to this level?
I had no idea. Now, I grew up in little old Coffeen, Illinois. So, you know, like I said earlier, I live in the middle of cornfields. So I've grown up knowing that's what our county is made up of, is farming and definitely industry with the coal mine and the power plant out in Coffeen. So I knew how important it was, but I had no idea just the impact that it made across the state. So now that I've learned that and I've had the opportunity to meet so many people who that's their livelihood, that it's been an honor to be able to represent that throughout the entire state.
And would you say that this is giving you the chance to learn even more about ag, especially Illinois agriculture all over the state?
Oh, definitely. Even just at Ag Legislative Day, I was with 700 FFA members from across the state. So being able to meet with the section leaders, meet with the president, meet with just the members in general and hearing what they're doing across our state, that in itself was a learning experience.
It's always an eye-opening experience to talk to an FFA member.
Yes, definitely. Just all of the, you know, the trials and errors and the things they've done and the things they've learned and sharing that with me, it was really neat.
And let's go towards what you want to do with your future. What's going to happen, first of all, as you are going to fill out the rest of your term mm-hmm. as Miss County Fair Queen, and then what you hope to do after that?
Sure. So this year, my goal is to soak up all of the opportunities that I have tossed in front of me. So like I said, I've already had some really neat experiences, and now I'm looking forward to even more of those. I have an entire year, you know, I'm looking at still 11 months left, and I can't wait to see what happens with those. I'm excited for county fair season to start so I can begin my travels and continue to meet those new people and build the relationships that I have thus far. And along with all that, I'm also a freshman at the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana.
Ask you how well.
So I'm still, you know, trying to really enjoy college and balance the two. And in the future, I actually hope to graduate from the University of Illinois undergrad with a finance degree, probably a minor in communications. And then I'm looking at law school afterwards. My final aspiration is to become a corporate attorney. So we'll see where law takes me in the future, but I'm excited for the journey along the way.
Now, are you still hoping that in your future, ag plays a large role in what you do?
Definitely. I spend a fair amount of time on the University of Illinois campus over at the ACES College, which is where all the agribusiness students and kind of where the ag family lives. So it's good to spend some time over there. Agribusiness is definitely something that's very interesting to me and something that I definitely intend to pursue, whether that be via the college or just making those relationships and learning as I go about what really does interest me. But being that that's where I grew up, that's where my heart is, you know, I'll be a country girl forever. It's definitely something that will continue to interest me in the future.
Well, best of luck to you in the future, and let's get this warmer weather started so we can start focusing on those county fairs.
I agree completely.
And with National Ag Day, do you have a message for all those farmers out there or just anyone in general about agriculture?
Well, you know, I know something that's really big and something that's starting to happen already is seeing all the farmers out on the roads, which is something living in small rural coffeeing can be quite an issue. So, you know, be patient. They're what makes our state so great. So let's all be patient. And thank you, farmers, that all that you do, 1 week to appreciate you just isn't enough.
All right. Well, is there anything else you want to add, Summer, before we go here today?
Well, you know, I'm really proud to not only represent Montgomery County and the listening area, but also now having the state title holder. I'm excited to travel, but I really hope to see each and every one of you out at your county fairs this summer.
Again, that was Illinois County Fair Queen Summer Robbins. With this week being National Ag Week, the Illinois Beef Association is giving away 5 beef gift certificates for $20 each. For a chance to win one, you can email me at angela@wsmiradio.com. And now for a fun fact related to beef cattle. Beef is one of the best food sources of iron, a mineral lacking especially in the diets of many women and children. Again, for a chance to get a beef gift certificate, you can email me at angela@wsmiradio.com. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.